So I'd like to share when I went in and meditated on this reading earlier, I wanted to relate it to things that many of us, either in earlier in our lives or even people, even current day, people struggle with a belief system. In that, if they pursue certain activities, that when they do pursue the activities, the belief is that it will help them to find joy. It will help you to find fulfillment and connection and a sense of inner peace. And for example, and often that's the pattern of like someone who struggles with an addiction. And we call them idols, but there's all kinds of addictions or activities that we eventually define for ourselves. It can be overeating or eating sweets or consuming too much alcohol or drugs or gambling. It doesn't really matter what the form is. What really matters is that each and every one of us has an ego thought system that, through our raising and upbringing and our experiences, has developed these activities or defined these activities that we have experienced that have seemingly brought us joy. But, and so we're like, oh yeah, that was fun. I want to do that again. And we park that in the back of our minds so that we can pull that out and plan on doing, the ego wants to pull it out and say we're going to do it again. And the confusion is what I was getting in meditation is that this kind of thinking. A, you never really feel fulfilled in the end, right? You never really feel fulfilled once you go after it and you pursue it. And then actually, you feel unfulfilled and you feel lost and you feel confused. And that's what this is kind of speaking to is that kind of pattern, because later on, you forget and then you go, oh, yeah, that was fun. I want to go back and do that again, right? And it's kind of a repetitive pattern. And that's a part of the confusion pattern. And I was getting that it's because the ego thought system is kind of like an artificial intelligence system that is trying to become self-aware, but will never become self-aware. It can, and if we choose, when we make the decision to choose to unplug it, to change our minds, and allow ourselves to accept the reality of who we really are with the help of the Holy Spirit in meditation to allow the miracle to come forth and give us a glimpse of who we really are in the light. Until we make that choice, and it is a choice, we can make the decision right now. We can practice right now in these meditations, which I'm leading up to a meditation. It does exactly that. It gives us the instructions. Jesus talks about making the decision to at least try to go to the Holy Spirit and consult with him. We've learned from the rules for decision that we can have a happy day if we don't make any decisions for ourselves. And in fact, it's impossible for us to make decisions for ourselves. But he also says, if you get into the space where you're not feeling peaceful, then I hope I have been wrong. You're probably wrong. Something is wrong. And it doesn't hurt to go within and ask the Holy Spirit what he thinks about it, to go within, like, and to give him that time. The struggle is there's some of these things that we really don't want to give up. We're really struggling because the belief that it's going to give us that happiness is is the answer, and we don't want to let it go. We're afraid. It feels like a sacrifice. And so it's hard to have that willingness. Now, one of the things that I learned from the Holy Spirit many years ago and Jesus is that you can go to them for advice and they'll give you advice, but they're not going to force you to do anything you don't want to do. They're not going to force you to sacrifice, you know, to give up something you don't want to give up. They're going to give you your options and they'll explain why, right? Or what's going to benefit or not. But so that helped me to have more courage to go to them and say, hey, if I'm struggling with this, to ask them for the guidance, when I learned that they weren't ever going to criticize me for it. Okay. And even if I said, okay, I'm still going to go do it anyways, and I'm going to end up in pain later. That's just the insanity of the ego. But so there's this whole confusion of pain thing. And we're so used to the ego's definition of joy that we don't really know what true joy feels like. But as you get more exposures to the miracle of light inside of you, you're going to learn that the light is joy. The light is God. There's light and joy. Light, joy, and God are the same. When you experience the light, remember, God is the light in which I see. Okay. You could also say God is the light in which I, or is the God, the light of God is the joy in which I experience. Because when you experience when perceiving the light within, you also experience joy. Oh, and peace. Peace, joy, God, light. They're synonymous. And if you experience one, you're experiencing the others. And this is different for us. The ego has not taught us what true light, love, joy, and peace really is. And so he's asking us to give him a chance to begin to show it to us through the glimpses of the experience of the miracle experiences, which the lessons in the workbook for students lead us to. And that's what I got out of all that is like, give him a chance. He wants to lead us to joy. And I'm guilty of resisting that myself. There's times when I'm like, I want to go do something with my friends. And I'm afraid to ask them. I'm like, and I already know. He even talked to me about it this morning. He said, you've done this a million times. You know you're not going to feel fulfilled. When are you going to give this up? When are you going to let me help you? Right? So, okay. So now what I want to leave, I want to roll into the lesson. There's a wonderful, wonderful lesson that supports this idea that we can make the choice now. Okay. I did it this morning. I practiced the lesson and I got to the light and I felt so much better. It is a wonderful gift. And it's a gift of joy. Heck, forget the light. If you could just get within and get into the space where the joy is, you'll feel it. And the light will come, the peace will come. You'll feel happier, safer, and more motivated to embrace life. Because you're like, I finally found it. This is it. This is what I've been searching for. This is the, and you feel fulfilled. And you're like, I don't really need that. I'm happy right now. I feel okay right now. And it only took 10 or 15 minutes of meditation. So let's go to a lesson that can help us to do that very thing. It's lesson 190. And it is, I choose the joy of God instead of pain. It was the idea, you know, he talks about how simple it is to do this. And that used to make me feel angry. But really, the anger was just resistance to surrendering surrendering to a new way. The anger was because I wasn't experiencing some of this stuff, and I hadn't, and it really was because I hadn't had the willingness. So I was really just angry and frustrated with myself, but I wanted to project it on the Jesus and the Course. But over time, we kind of worked through that, and through practicing over and over again, we start to eventually have these little experiences of these gifts that he talks about in these lessons. And it helps us to move through that and heal it and become more willing to keep going back to it and working it. And it helps to make us feel happier and healthier and more joyful slowly over time. It really is a wonderful gift. That was the one I was looking for, that used to make me feel angry, because, you know, we're responsible, and we don't want to accept that we are, right? It's a decision. We can make the decision to go within and say, all right, Holy Spirit, show me how you do this. I surrender. And once you do that, and then you wait and you keep practicing at that waiting, he will come through, and something will come through, and you'll go, aha, right? You're going to get a gift. And the decision is actually not that hard. Well, it depends on how we can fight it, right? But it's simple. It's so simple, we make it hard. It's just a decision. Say, okay, I'm going to give you a shot at this. I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to wait, or whatever, however it works for you. But it is going within and giving him a chance to show you something.
For more A Course in Miracles video teachings, our study groups, podcasts, self-study courses, articles, and personal A Course in Miracles coaching, access our website at miraclesone.org.
Lay down your arms and come without defense into the quiet place where heaven's peace holds all things still at last. That's the practice. It's going within, into that meditative space, and finding it, and letting the Holy Spirit show it to you. Boy, that's a deep reading. It's just rich. And I know one thing. When I was, I used to feel angry. Where was that? It was the idea, you know, he talks about how simple it is to do this. And that used to make me feel angry. But really, the anger was just resistance to surrendering to a new way. The anger was because I wasn't experiencing some of this stuff. And, I hadn't, and it really was because I hadn't had the willingness. So I was really just angry and frustrated with myself, but I wanted to project it on the Jesus and the Course. But over time, we kind of worked through that, and through practicing over and over again, we start to eventually have these little experiences of these gifts that he talks about in these lessons. And it helps us to move through that and heal it and become more willing to keep going back to it and working it. And it helps to make us feel happier and healthier and more joyful slowly over time. It really is a wonderful gift. That was the one I was looking for. That used to make me feel angry, because, you know, we're responsible, and we don't want to accept that we are, right? We can make the decision to go within and say, all right, Holy Spirit, show me how you do this. I surrender. And once you do that, and then you wait and you keep practicing at that waiting, he will come through, and something will come through, and you'll go, aha, right? You're going to get a gift. And the decision is actually not that hard. Well, it depends on how we can fight it, right? But it's simple. It's so simple, we make it hard. It's just a decision. Say, okay, I'm going to give you a shot at this. I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to wait, or whatever, however it works for you. But it is going within and letting him, giving him a chance to show you something. Okay. Yeah, we're just about out of time here. So if you feel so guided, there's a good lesson you can practice with this week. And I was asked, this is a kind of an administrative thing before I let everybody go. So we had our annual Miracles One board meeting this last week. And one of the things that came out during the course of the discussion with the board members was that as a result, prior to COVID kind of forcing everybody to stop meeting in person and going more virtual, which I really enjoy. I enjoy doing the study group meetings virtually. One of the things that we've noticed is that when we were doing more in-person meetings, we were getting more regular donations. And when we got into more virtual meetings, we had less donations. And consequently, our annual donations are down compared to historical information. So what we want to start to do is just And, you know, I know that many of you already make donations to Miracles One to help us kind of keep all this stuff going and all the services that we offer online and in the other meetings that we do during the week. But we just want to put it out. If you haven't been making any donations, please consider doing so either on a monthly basis or on a weekly or whatever to kind of help us out and help us keep things going. We're in the hole from last year a little bit, but not terribly. It's not an emergency, but we're just going to try to speak up a little bit more, encourage people to think about making donations to help keep us going. So with that, thank you everybody for coming this weekend. I love you very much. We're all wonderful, mighty companions for one another. Next weekend, I'll be away. So I'll probably reach out to Jim here to see if he could help facilitate if you're going to be around. You good with that? Okay, great. All right. Thank you all. And we'll see you again real soon. Love you. Bye-bye.
Well, I got a message for Rev Deb.
Okay.
You know, I see her 40 days of light on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I open it up, I kind of read through it, see what I find of interest. The other day, I was running late, and I saw it, and the first line was, take three. Hold on a second.
Oh, I think she went in and fixed that today.
What?
I think Deb went in and if you saw,